Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Teens in Philadelphia acting fearless with a lack of accountability. A man gunned down after surrendering his car in a carjacking. And Dom Krasner kicked a friend of ours out of a press conference, which we'll show the video of. That's all this week here on Krasnerland.
Along with the record number of homicides in the city, the number of shooting victims is also up, as well as the number of people who have been killed in those shootings.
Yet another devastating homicide.
A homicide investigation in Kensington.
I heard like 9 shots. Boom, 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 boom.
The city
boom,
is dealing with a carjacking crisis. The number
authorities
on
say
the
there
ride
has been a rash of crimes targeting people who are simply strolling the streets of
Philadelphia. Police say the same group of people robbed 6 fast food spots in the past 10 days.
Basically, we don't have a crisis of lawlessness. We don't have a crisis of crime. We don't have a crisis of violence.
Welcome in, everybody. My name is Dan Borowski. I'm the producer of the Dom Giordano program on 1210 WPHT Philadelphia. And Dom, a little bit of a rocky start here. a lot of breaking news going on today in the country, not just here in Philadelphia. So a little bit from Merrick Garland, the AG, in a press conference. Can you break down what's being said about the unprecedented FBI raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, I wanted to link this to Krasner, too, Dan, in that Merrick Garland has the nation on pins and needles, doesn't start. He's supposed to start at 2:30, gets on at 3:02, and then says nothing. And I want to link it in this way. What I think has been done here, unless they show us up, what Merrick Garland has asked now the court to unseal the affidavit of why they raided Trump's house. Why didn't they do that, say, the day afterward? The reason they're doing it today is the pressure is unrelenting. And it seems to me they don't get it. This is not a low-key matter. In the same manner that Krasner, who is just ungodly in allowing criminals to do whatever they want, holds cops, in this case, Officer Pinnell, Ryan Pinnell, who will be on trial this fall, to a level that was so bad, so hateful, that Johnny Dock's brother, Kevin Dougherty, on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, told Krasner, cease and desist. What he was doing was so outrageous, it's rare, but an individual judge wrote this report, and Johnny Dock talked about it with me, to chastise Krasner. Well, the news is Krasner has decided not to appeal this to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, how can he justify this unrelenting 5-year campaign against a cop?
Yeah.
He gets knocked down by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, who say this is not just a legal matter. This is just plain, all-out excessive. The brother of a guy who's going to be sentenced risks that to go after Krasner. My point being, clearly with Merrick Garland, in my view, with Trump, and more so with Krasner, these guys on the left, and particularly Krasner, have a double standard of justice. In fact, Krasner would teach the boys in Washington a double standard. Someone who I believe is the strongest Soros prosecutor, non-prosecutor that would be. In other words, you don't push this guy around. He's gone full bore. We're setting another record. New York Times today has a huge lead article, how bad Philadelphia is. More murders than New York, more murders than L.A. that have 5 times our population. And yet at the same time, Dan, if Krasner were consistent, but he's not, he's the most virulent that I know of going after cops. That's what the Supreme Court, Pennsylvania Supreme Court, decision says, essentially, and yet he is among the two or three softest when it comes to crime in general. How long can we have a system where you have that type of stuff going on? It's wrong at both ends. This cop deserved a gray area break, if you will, here. Instead, Krasner tried to actually change the law, which has to be done by legislators. This guy is emboldened. He makes these other guys got in there with the Soros money. But if you look at their public persona, they're doing what Krasner's doing pretty much, but they're not aggressive. They're not smug like this. They seem to be squishier. This guy's the real deal. He's a charging progressive coming right at you. As our friend Ralph Cipriano, noted journalist, former The Inquirer, bigtrial.net, tries to attend these Krasner events and just asked a simple question. Krasner doesn't say, I have no comment on that. He tells a cop to physically remove him if necessary.
So let's take a little look at that. This is Ralph Cipriano of bigtrial.net trying to ask Krasner about Kevin Daugherty's decision there and the
Supreme
situation.
Court, Pennsylvania Supreme Court, right.
And here's how that went down.
No. Is there anything else? Okay, thank you.
And you really can't hear what they're saying there.
Well, Cipriano on our show said that usually it's a free, you know, they can ask a question, it can do that. And Dan, what he's most outraged about, the finer point is this. Why the heck does the rest of the media, not en masse, say we'd like to hear that question or ask it themselves? They will not be given access by this little authoritarian. That's why. So here's a guy that is the softest on crime imaginable, yet look at how aggressive he is just to a question. He could say, as I would if I were in his shoes, look, we're not here today. I have no comment on that. I've already commented on it. You're just here to provoke. I'm going to continue with the questions on the matter at hand today. Now, if the guy gets in an uproar and keeps on hollering and all, okay. He's saying some rule that doesn't apply. We know that. They ask questions. But the rest of the media is complicit with this guy. They're pretending, Dan, like this is a normal DA, like this is in fantasy land, what's going on here, with blood all over the place. And they continue day after, except for Steve Keeley and that woman that told me about at CBS3, but particularly Keeley, they continue to have to play the charade. And I realize if you want access with this smug little authoritarian, that's what you have to do. But you mean to say if en masse they just said enough of this stuff, what would Krasner do?
What were the rules that he was breaking, Cipriano?
I think what he's saying is you can't ask a question about anything. We don't know because Cipriano with us said historically Krasner allows these questions. If he doesn't want to comment on the question, he just says no comment. I've already answered that. He doesn't say, that's it, you're out.
Yeah.
So he asked him three different questions, and he refused. He doesn't want to answer this guy because he knows this guy's the very best at documenting down to minutia what Krasner has been about. So we've joked about, but I'd have to talk to the station because, you know, God knows what Krasner, the leg irons might not fit me there. You know, a straw hat with media on it.
Yeah. So Cipriano, over at bigtrial.net, writes about a, quote, screaming totalitarian inside Larry Krasner.
Screaming it out, yeah.
Can you expound on that just a little bit?
Yeah, the idea that the very same people who lecture everybody else about democracy, civility, whatever they say, deep inside, it's the Maoist tendency to shut everybody else down. Why? Because they're right, because they have this power in a banana republic like Philadelphia to do this. It's screaming to get out, and it's shown here. Again, he could have handled Ralph Cipriano in any number of ways. And Dan, I just don't get it as a public figure why you don't want to give your reaction to a legitimate question. And if you want to say, well, that's sensitive because of something upcoming or just say no comment. I've already talked about that. You can find that here. But immediately, to get a cop from a man who hates cops to take somebody out, that wasn't a disturbance or disruption. It's pretty petty to have a cop come over and put the arm on you to go out, then send one of his other little henchmen over arguing with Ralph Cipriano. You would think members of the media would say, I'll ask the question then.
Yeah. And Krasner is one that he does answer hard questions sometimes and gives really stupid answers to those questions, particularly here in the New York Times article, Dom. You mentioned how New York Times front page, Philadelphia's lawlessness is now blasted to a national audience. And in the article, Krasner says, what is their theory that rather than go vigorously after people who actually shoot the guns, that we should take 100 people and put them in jail because one of them might shoot somebody? That quote right there is, you have a guy, you're, to your point, talking about gun control and how we need more gun laws, but he won't even enforce the ones that are on the book.
We're dealing with felons. By the way, it's more than one out of 100. Who could look into a crystal ball? It might be as much as 50 to 80. I would say probably 90 out of 100. That's why they're carrying a gun illegally. They're going to fire that gun, whoever bothers them in any way, shape, or form. The second thing, Dan, here, and I'm told that Republicans are paying attention to this. I know it's excruciating, the impeachment process. He just said right there why he should be impeached. He will not, and he's blatant about it, he will not enforce something that is clearly the law.
Yeah.
It, when people hear this across the state, and that's what I'm cooking up ideas of, how do I get up, go on my Larry Krasner tour. I'd like to get a little bus. Of course, I'll be driving with both feet. Talk about, he clearly says right here, I don't agree with this. I am not going to enforce people caught severely that are felons, cannot have a weapon. I'm not going to enforce that. I might fine them, or I might say, just don't do it again. Right there is dereliction of duty, clearly. And he tells the New York Times this. He's proud of it. It's part of his big agenda. And this is a fundamental thing. Anybody knows this is a driving force. Plus, it sends a signal to these people that they can continue to do this. When it's worked before, it's not about taking away guns from the people in Oaks, Pennsylvania, as Kenny likes to say. It's making it that you don't feel comfortable carrying a gun with you illegally, which these people are. Because if you get caught as a felon, you know what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
We talked to Jack Stolzheimer, who did get Soros money. I think it was misspent by Soros, because the DA out in Delaware County believes in exactly the opposite of what Krasner's selling. We're doing a national crime show that might be out there all over the place. And Stolzheimer told me yesterday, gun violence, homicide down 38, or at least even gun violence down 38% in Chester, which is a really difficult place. Why? He almost broke up when we said, well, we have people saying, if you're caught carrying an illegal weapon, we don't want to put people in poverty. He countered, what about the people in poor neighborhoods here? What about their rights around? This is the biggest smoking gun, I think, if I were running the Republican impeachment deal, that I could find to the New York Times, calmly, in print, I am not going to do this. I am not going to enforce clearly what the law is.
Yeah. And while they sit there in their ivory towers and continue to turn a blind eye to the havoc that Larry Krasner is wrecking, the city comes up with new ideas. New ideas as to how to make things better here in the city while completely ignoring the easy solution here into addressing what Larry Krasner's been doing. But Dom, they launched a new edict, Dom, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Take a listen.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
As someone that advocates for all business and activity after five,
Raheem Manning's now that guy. Though his official title is Philadelphia's Director of Nighttime Economy and Development.
So I'm envisioning a 24-hour destination that is friendly and inviting and fun for those who live in Philly, but also open to the world and globally competitive, especially with some of the cities that are on the East Coast.
Manning's the first to hold the position, and his new role comes as the city rebounds from the pandemic, despite what seems like one empty business after another. Just ask Center City District President and CEO Paul Levy.
We're back up to 82% of all retail establishments and restaurants open in Center City.
Levy says retail sales are at 95% of pre-pandemic levels, while restaurant sales are a little lower at 85%. Foot traffic is also up.
I've been in West Philly my entire life.
Manning believes those deep roots give him a good understanding of what businesses, residents, and visitors are concerned about after hours.
I'm worrying about how people get to and from their establishment, worrying about what the lighting and design looks like around their establishment. Do people feel safe coming in and out?
You know, you brought up safety. So how do you entice people to come into the city late at night, especially during a time when people feel uneasy coming into the city?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're at a time in this country where, you know, safety is a big thing. Mm-hmm. I think what I am here to do is to be an additional voice at the table for what that looks like for businesses that operate after five, for people that are moving through the city after five.
It's a little bit of a cart before the horse, right?
This guy, if we get him on, he seems like a nice guy. They're calling him the nighttime mayor. We have a mayor 24 hours a day.
Nightmare.
They just let him off the hook with this gibberish. I told you today I didn't have enough bread in him, so I had to go and get a sandwich versus making my own. And I like this little store over around 19th and Spring Garden. Unbelievable tuna and the bacon, even though I don't eat it. The row loves it. So anyhow, I'm driving back to go to the station. I go down 20th and Hamilton as a Wawa there. I've gone in 100 times. It's been there forever. They are not going to be open. I'm not sure if it's after 6, 7, whatever it is. They're not going to be open overnight like this clown says. They are within 100 feet, maybe even fewer, of a police precinct. You go out their back door, you almost fall into the police precinct, and yet they are not able to remain open. Wawa making a decision. They're closing a lot of Wawas in Center City, not to remain open after a certain time. Okay, here's the reason. You have the aggressive homeless, the dangerous homeless, and the police, because of the silly police commissioner, because of Krasner, and I guess Kenny, they're saying the antics that go on, the nonsense, that's okay. They're going to allow that. Now, I blame Wawa. If Wawa would stand up and say, you know what? We're not putting up with this anymore. We're not sponsoring all your stuff. Do you do something about this? Now, I know corporately that'd be tough. That would matter. But this guy, they're talking about, oh, make your building look more attractive at night. It's a shooting gallery. And it's not just in North and West Philly. It's in Center City, Philadelphia. There's constant issues around this. The bigger corporations sensitive to this are closing. What would this guy say, Dan, if we just said, well, take your time. I'm going to continue asking this and every iteration of it. He would say, well, I'm just here to put a happy face on a worldwide destination. Can you, well, remember the guy from the Philippines that was killed? The head of the Philippines came here and his assistant to meet with Kenny. What were they told? Hey, that's life in the big city. I think he was here with his mother. They just shot out the window. She was like 80, almost killed her. And they killed him right there in Philadelphia.
Wow. And you're talking about the homeless or the vagrants that come and cause problems at these businesses. But that's not it, Dom. There's a lack of accountability. I always talk about it in teenagers. And you saw this happen. If you're a restaurant out in Germantown, there's no wonder. Like, how could you stay open? This is what's been going on. Look at this, Dom.
What they did on Saturday was horrible.
It's the video police want you to see making the rounds around social media this week. More than a dozen teens ransacking Zion Cuisine near Germantown and Shelton Avenues. The restaurant's owner, who did not want to be identified, says she's had issues with kids over the last 5 years, but nothing as drastic as what you can see on this cell phone video.
They destroyed the glass. They broke my chairs. They messed up my refrigerator. It might be a little stuff, but it caused a lot.
The video shows some throwing chairs at the plexiglass security barriers already set up. A few seconds later, one of the vandals throws a bike inside the restaurant. Philadelphia police say they are aware of the incident, but need more tips for their investigation. Meanwhile, the owner tells NBC 10 she's scared to go back to work.
And I would be too.
Becoming more and more dangerous.
We have done nothing to nobody except open a restaurant, trying to make a living as well as trying to provide a service. Nobody's expecting that they're going into business to get their place trashed.
I can tell you she was still nervous when she talked to us over the phone tonight. Thankfully, no one was injured inside that restaurant. Police are hoping that anyone who sees the video can help identify those vandals. Aaron Baskerville, NBC 10.
So what? What's going to happen to them? What's the maximum sentence that's going to happen there? And why do the police want to see us? They're part of the problem, not the average cop. The dope that's heading up the police department. We talked last week with Pat Malloy, who is like the unbelievable opposite of the idiot running the Philadelphia Police Department.
Yeah, he was great. If you're in that situation, Dom, I mean, what do you do?
Well,
you
the have bottom like 20, line is 45
teenagers throwing stuff.
And, man, that's like 5 minutes, 8 minutes.
You legit can't operate a business under those conditions. It's
well,
impossible.
You can't operate Germantown, that area of Germantown, of Shelton Avenue and down going toward Wayne, used to be where people actually dressed up back in the day to walk it. Now it's a melange of all these check cashing and other things. I would tell the woman, you know what, not an area where you can operate that restaurant. Police are not going to respond quickly enough. Probably that's not going to happen every year, but what has to happen is a couple times. Now, what could they have done there? Could they have used physical force? Could they have used, if they were armed, what are they supposed to do? And Philadelphia is basically saying, you're not allowed to do anything there. You just have to suffer it. Maybe insurance will pay for it the first time. But after that, your rates are going to be double or quadruple. How long can you pay for that?
You said Germantown.
It's not a chain, Dan, as I understand it either. If they're a chain, they can absorb, they'll make a decision.
If you're
an individual entrepreneur, then there's only so much you can do.
So you say Germantown, you're saying don't open a business there, but Dom, it's all over the damn city. Like you say Germantown, that's a very specific spot. Yeah, but I was driving Jim 2 days ago to a Staples at 15th and Chestnut, 16th and Chestnut.
Right.
I just dropped him off. He got out of the car and I had to snap a picture. I didn't know what to do in this situation. So first of all, I want to hear what you would do. If I pull up to 15th and Chestnut to the Wells Fargo and what do I see? I see what looks to
this
be.
This is about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
About 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
You see right here, they got a. I made sure this is accurate. You know, I don't have a video here, but this was right here, a little spray paint. And you see behind, you have what looks to be like an 11-year-old, maybe a 13-year-old girl, 11-year-old guy. I don't know.
Right.
Tagging in broad daylight in Center City.
Well, not just in Center City. That's the heart of Center City right there. And again, you know what it illustrates, the boldness of this, what you talk about, particularly with younger criminals, that's what they are. Two, we don't have enough cops in a place. I had to go up and fill in for Bill O'Reilly for a period of 4 or 5 years. I was astounded. The walk from Penn Station to 46, where Fox is, I might run into literally 100 cops during that period of time, seeing of all sorts. And these are the ones that you see. And I'm looking up. I see not just store cameras, but police cameras of all sorts. How can you be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon this casual there and not think?
And Dom, I was watching because I was sitting at the light for a good 30 seconds, and they were just doing it like they weren't even concerned, looking over their shoulder, nothing. They were just hanging out there, spraying on the walls like it was a normal thing to do. I got to ask you, I had it blink through my head. Do I say something? Do I just take this picture, use it for Krasnerland? Should I tell my kids you shouldn't be doing this? Like, I'm petrified.
I would say the best thing in this situation is to call 911 and to, you know, tell them exactly what's going on here and to have on the record, where are the cops?
Yeah. Where are they, Don?
Well, I mean, this is from a guy who was tracking that guy from above Tom's River in Wildwood Crest just a few weeks ago. Sometimes the police, here's the worst thing that can happen. Sometimes they get beaten down thinking by Krasner and their own goofy police commissioner, not much is going to happen. So maybe they don't respond like, not on my watch, not at 15th and Walnut. You got to be kidding me. But when you can casually take your time doing that there, I don't know if that bank has a security guard. They're probably told, hey, just stay inside so we can try to pretend.
You hear about all these teenagers, young teenagers, brandishing handguns and shooting one another. I was petrified whether or not to go. I don't know what's in that book bag. So
right. Yeah. And if they're that casual about doing this, God knows what they may do. And again, the media complicit in this.
Yeah.
They never pick up on the theme where it's not just the blood. It's the breakdown, the lawlessness, and the sign of it is being casual about doing stuff like this.
And I want to make another, I do it often here on Krasnerland, but I just want to focus on the accountability aspect of Krasner and where I bring that up. These kids, these 12, 13, 14-year-old kids in a normal situation would not think it's okay to go out there in broad daylight and do this kind of thing unless they saw others getting away with it regularly in their own communities. And that's what's happening now, Dom, is people are being let off, and it's essentially being said, like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Go out there. Go in broad daylight. Don't even look over your shoulder. If you get caught, you'll be
And here's my theory, Dan, that the police, I think, the way to win this is to say there are certain areas of the city where you're not going to do anything, like in the suburbs. Could you do this in Lower Merion? You're standing there at Suburban Square, and you just think you're going to tag a bank. They would call in the National Guard. So you start by doing that. You secure Center City again, where this I'll give you an example. There's been problems at Penn's Landing. Ro and I went to dinner at a place. There's a bridge there from where we parked to get over Delaware Avenue, Columbus, whatever they call it now, and get to the Mushalura, place like that. There are people hanging out on the bridge, kids acting up, like 14, 15. Cop has to say, you're not standing here. If you are, I'm going to arrest you.
Yeah.
It's loitering. They won't enforce loitering. They won't enforce these types of things. So what I'm saying is, the idea has to be in the mind of everybody. There are certain areas where you're not going to do this. And then gradually extend that out. What we've extended now is you have people thinking in broad daylight at 15th and Walnut, we can casually graffiti up. And you know what? Stop with the arts program with graffiti artists and all that crap in the city of Philadelphia. Get rid of those people. Stop it already. If you want to paint, and I'll go figure that out, stop painting on the side of buildings.
Yeah, just one more look at that before we move on. But
15th and Walnut, you're saying?
15th and Chestnut.
Chestnut, yep. Even more so, maybe.
Yeah, right there near all those stores and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Dom, a horrible situation. A kid finds his way out of what drags you back to Philadelphia and out of the criminal environment, comes back to celebrate a funeral, Dom, and just absolutely tragic what happens.
Popular music group Brotherly Love becomes a victim of Philadelphia's gun violence. I'm Jason Martinez.
And I'm Dawn Timoney. A young life taken too soon. Our Kelly Rule has the very latest.
Family members of Dalil Foy were too devastated to talk with us today, but BAM members tell me he has two children, was expecting a third, and was simply visiting home at the time when he was executed.
Anytime he sang, it just, you had to stop and listen.
Band member and close friend Jerron Noel describes 26-year-old Jaleel Foy, known as Jaleel, as the heart of brotherly love. The South Philadelphia group performed for Fox 29 Good Day in 2014, a brotherhood now missing a key voice.
He executed my little brother, man. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
It's tragic. Tragic, Tom.
Yeah, a guy escapes Philadelphia, comes back to Krasner land for a brief visit because somebody else had been killed. And we talk about this all the time, each week. I don't know what the answer is. What's the number, or what is the particular fact pattern, demographic or otherwise, of a killing that finally enrages people enough that they say, enough. Who's responsible? Can't play with COVID anymore. How many more years are we going to blame COVID on this, right? You'd think that would be over. Even the New York Times puts in the header today, Philadelphia, more gun murders, more homicides than New York or LA with much bigger populations. Why? And everybody's armed up in Philadelphia.
Yeah, so not only do we lose that Foy gentleman, then a friend of his comes to mourn that funeral, Dom, and another layer is added to this story. Here's how that sounded.
It's because of increasing violence in the city. Here's our Seanette Wilson.
A young man whose family says he left the city here where he was born to get away from violence, but returned for a friend's funeral only to be shot to death.
He took my baby from me, my heart. I don't want to live the next day because of this.
It is gut-wrenching, makes you sick to your stomach to hear the piercing cries from this mom.
Stop the violence. Stop. You killed my baby.
Kathy Camp, overcome with grief, speaking during a balloon release this evening for her son, 26-year-old Denair Camp. His father, comforting her, could not speak. Police say they found Denair shot to death around 12:30 Saturday morning on the 1900 block of North 19th Street. They say a loaded gun was also at the scene. Denair's mother says he had moved away from Philly and was only back to attend a funeral for 26-year-old Jaleel Foy, a member of the Philly music group Brotherly Love. Family members of Foy, who talked after his murder, say he had also moved away and was back in Philly visiting family when he was shot to death last Wednesday. Cam says her son was a musician, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Tragic, Tom.
And again, the vehicle to change a lot of this, the media, still doesn't connect the dots. It's not connected to Krasner. God knows that we had them all here on the show together, say the 100 people that are actual media pundits that you see a lot in Philadelphia. What would they identify is the most significant cause of all this? They might say poverty. They might say the NRA, they might say Trump. God knows, rather than the obvious thing, it's not all him, but he is the carnage brought to Philadelphia.
I don't know how you can genuinely continue to guise it as being for people of color when you have a mother like that just torn up like none other, yeah. Dom.
If you remember Michael Nutter, when he stepped in and said there was no real violence problem here that made national news, called him the Great White Hope. But what he does is he has complicit people in black and brown communities that get grants and other things and some degree of influence. He stands with them whenever the carnage becomes too much. They vouch for him and it stops it for a while and everybody else looks the other way. I would love to just challenge them head on with this. Now, you're in real tough ground when you do that for obvious reasons, but they are every bit as much as the purveyors that allow Krasner to get away with this. He's tricky with it in the methodology he uses. He's better than these other Soros. Soros paid the right money here for Larry Krasner.
Yeah, yeah. And finally, Dom, I want to wrap it up with one of my biggest fears here in the city ever since this crime stuff has started. Listen to this quick news story, and then we'll talk about it, and then get out of here. Here's what they had to say.
News now out of the Mantua section of Philadelphia. That's where a 66-year-old man has been shot during an attempted carjacking. This happened on the 3900 block of Fairmount Avenue shortly before 4. Police say the victim gave up his car but was shot in the leg anyway. The suspect then ran away about 3 blocks away. Police say he carjacked somebody else as well. That victim's white Lexus was stolen but later recovered in Germantown. Police have taken a suspect into custody.
A man killed after surrendering his car. Not killed, shot. I'm sorry. Let me get that right. A man was shot after surrendering his car, his vehicle. And I'm always nervous if I'm driving in Philadelphia and somebody approaches my vehicle and I'm getting carjacked. What do I do? And my initial response would have been just let him take it. You know, go take it. We'll worry about it with police. We'll figure it out. Take it. I'm petrified.
That's why carjacking to me is the most frightening crime personally to me, because your odds of being shot in Philadelphia are increased if you're in this circle of people that are either drug dealing or there's some beef in the neighborhood, or maybe you're shot in a collateral manner. They're not shooting at you and they hit you. But carjacking is indiscriminate, and they will steal cars many times, not to give them to a chop shop or anything like that. They're stealing the car to use in some other enterprise that's criminal, and then ditch it.
Yeah, it's. I wish we had a better week this week with more uplifting news. But Dom, again, just the tragedy here in Philadelphia continues under the reign of Larry Krasner, and we will continue with our Krasner land as we go forward.
Well, just let me give the one hopeful sign. Again, we're told behind the scenes, and I know people think, why is this so excruciating? I can only tell you the impeachment is underway. You know my prediction, and I'm more affirmed with it today than ever. Krasner is going to be impeached. Will he be turned out of office? Impeachment's not enough, of course. If this happens before the election, I'd put it at 50-50 that we will mount such pressure on a few of these Democrats who want to pose as reasonable. We will target them politically. We will go all out to try to turn them. And any Republican that votes not to find Larry Krasner guilty and turn him out of office in the end, that person will be targeted for life politically.
And Dom, I just got something from Sharon writes, and have we seen the billboard over I-95?
I was going to talk about this on the show today. People sent it to me. I think it's pretty clever, the one that's mocking progressives, right?
No. This is from the FOP Lodge 5. They're asking to encourage the removal of a billboard that they don't support. It says, violent criminals deserve our compassion and respect. This fall stands strong for progressive values. And there's another one that has like a kind of a poem on it, essentially saying, you know, open, it's something about open borders, that kind of thing. But you now have a billboard with big white lettering there saying violent criminals deserve our compassion and respect, Dom. And I think that's a disagreeable notion there.
Yeah, it is. But I thought it was a satire. They actually mean that. Who put that up?
Maybe it is a satire then. I don't know.
Because I think it's a satire.
Do you?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, anything's possible in Philadelphia. Dan, if they said criminals, but violent criminals do that, I think that's somebody saying, yeah, vote for progressive values. That's what they are.
So it's like a sarcasm kind of thing.
Yeah. But we could check, if you can check with John McNesby, I think that's sarcasm. That's an attempt at saying, yeah. Now, I would put Krasner in there. I wouldn't just put, hey, vote for Larry Krasner. We ought to give our compassion to violent criminals, not the people they kill. I think that's what they're saying.
This can't be. Wait, I'm looking at the organization. Let me see. I'm going to take that out real quick.
Okay, yeah.
Citizens for Sanity.
That seems like a made-up organization. I think they're satirizing it. I'm hoping they are. Nice work if they are.
Yeah, no, it's. I think it's fake because, like, there is a Citizens for Sanity, but it's a Florida nonprofit corporation improving the quality of life in Pascal County and improving the natural environment.
Right.
Don't think that's associated with it. So we'll see, but pretty curious.
Hey, way to go. If those guys are doing what I think they're doing, whoever put that up there. I think it's too subtle, maybe, because people are thinking they really mean it now. Who told you McNesby was trying to get it taken down?
No, that's a post from the FOP that I just pulled up there.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Let's get them on tomorrow. Let's tell people tomorrow, noon to 3. Hopefully we'll have John McNesby. One other thing that I say every week too, please share Krasner Land around the state. I don't care where people are. When this impeachment thing, you got to understand, some of these people are not aware of this to the degree that we are. We need their support to ring the phone, to email, to go after particularly Democrats when this all blows up in Harrisburg to get Krasner out of office. That's what we need, including a few Republicans. We'll name names later once I see if they're weak on this. If they are, that ought to be, I don't know of anything clear. If you're a Republican and you want to talk about protecting people and you don't vote to remove Krasner from office, this is a constitutional, legitimate process. And it is life and death. But tomorrow's show, noon to 3, maybe we'll talk with John McNesby.
Yeah, I'm trying to see here if I could pull up a phone. Don't know if that works. Let's see. Is that working on the computer, or is that just for me?
I can hear a dial tone.
You want to call the number and see if it...
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's... Let's see.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try...
Might have got it wrong. Let me try one more over here.
Okay. I feel like this is that one patrol show or something.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Yeah, so, and we're getting reports from Sharon. If you're calling the number, they don't answer as well.
I think it's a satire.
It says, here's one. Dan, we have been in contact with Citizens for Sanity. They are pisses. It's their phone number. They are pissed. It's their phone number. So I don't know what the hell's going on. We'll figure it out tomorrow on the Dom Giordano program, though, right?
Okay, absolutely.
And tune in from 12 to 3 every day for the Dom Giordano program. But as we say at the end of every Krasner Land, it was very easy to prepare for the week this week with all that happened here in the city. But we will hope, we will pray that next week is much safer, Dom. Anything else you got before we sign off?
No, thanks, everybody. Thanks each week for being part of this.
Thank you, everyone. We will see you next week here on Facebook at 4 p.m. or you can tune in live tomorrow at noon. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.